Yeah, man, it's the Rush Hour on High 97. DJ Enough is on the set.
Hey.
By the way, the guy with the number one album in the country is on the telephone. Hello.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
What's up?
I mean, you tell me, fam.
Great time. Fantastic times out here.
Is this still exciting for you? Does this still mean? Because I was just talking to Mike Kaiser, who's worked with Jay-Z for a very long time on the phone, and we had a little sentimental moment for you on your behalf, and I wonder if you're feeling the same way about this week's record sales.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to figure, like, especially, I mean, the further away you get from your first album, like it was your 11th album, and you know, still delivering. It's a fantastic feeling. It feels even better.
For people who don't know, Jay's album is number one, Blueprint 3, number one again this week, like 300,000 records sold.
But we know this already. We know this.
No. Don't say that, E, because the truth is that people don't know it out the gate. We know his history, but there are people who I would think would have doubted that you could do this to this level again.
Okay, that
this
point.
This go around.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we've ever seen this, I mean, this 11th album.
Are you celebrating at all? Because you sound very like whatever.
No, I am actually. I just opened up some champagne. By the way, Ace of Spades, Armand Dabrisiak just won best tasting champagne in the world. It comes out in November.
Of course it did.
So it beat Dom Perignon 2000 and Cristal was 4. So I'm feeling like I'm really excited right now.
It's a little early in the day for champagne, no? Or you're not even here. You're in Paris, yes?
Yeah, I'm in Paris now.
All right, well, a couple of things. The Garden? Any words for the city about the Garden?
Oh, wow. Wow. Hey, you know, this album is so, when I listen back to it, I think we spoke about it. You know, I listen back to it, it's so New York-centric. Yeah, I didn't set out for it to be like that. I guess I just was so in tune with what was going on in New York. I mean, if you listen to Stars Born, I'm in the Hook fan, and you say New York City, and then the Empire, you know, and then DOA is such a New York record.
We needed it, man.
You know, it's just a great feeling for me. And so to play those records at the Garden, forget about it.
Yes, I think everybody felt it in the building that night. And I have to ask you, man, I know you're in a good spirit right now, but I have to ask you about the MTV Awards. I'm not sure if you've commented on the Little Mama jumping on the stage thing.
I didn't. It's the first time I was asked about it. I just thought like it was a, you know, I would never, me personally, I would never do that. I would never have the nerve to do that.
Right.
You know, it's just like someone's up there performing. Like we worked, we went to rehearsals and we did run-throughs and we worked really hard at the performance to put on the show for people, you know, and to interrupt that moment for us, you know. I don't think that was the right thing to do. I actually thought it was the equivalent to what Kanye did to Taylor Swift, but nobody really talked about that because I'm not a little sweet girl from the middle of America.
Right. They definitely were more focused and angry at Kanye than they were at Little Mama.
And I'm cool with her, you know, being excited and all that. I understand that, but you know, you also have to understand that, you know, people put in work to, you know, to make that performance happen. That took weeks. You know, the planning of it. If you look at those screens, we had to go to Yankee Stadium. We shot that live. You know, there's a lot of planning that went into that performance. You know, the intro and, you know, to disrupt that is.
Were you angry?
Yeah, I was a little angry. Yeah, to be honest. But you know, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fight Little Mama.
You look crazy.
Yeah, we would talk to her.
You would have took Kanye's headline right away from him.
Yeah, right.
We're going to miss you tonight, too, because tonight, I guess they're doing the Def Jam. They're doing 25 years of Def Jam honors at VH1.
Yeah, that should be great.
Doesn't even feel right you're not there.
Well, there's a lot of people in Def Jam, so, you know, they're cover for me.
Well, you will be missed, darling. Can we have a one time for the guy with the number one album in the country, please?
Thank you. I appreciate all the love. I appreciate High 97. Appreciate you enough.
Yeah, E.
Thank you, New York. Thank you, Angie. I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right, baby. It's High 97. Let's go.
All right. I got a million ways to get it.